Walking down Greenmount Avenue, Sunday night, it's like 8:30, and it's dark, it's just getting dark, and it's reminding me of spending a lot of nights out on the streets by myself as a teenager. Much more often than my parents knew, much more alone than my parents knew, very often. And the lessons I learned, or had to learn, being a woman, walking on the street by myself at night, and knowing you don't go more than 30 seconds without looking over your shoulder, you know. Knowing that sometimes talking out loud to yourself is cool, it's helpful, it makes you look like a crazy person. It makes you look like one of the many junkies walking the streets of Baltimore, getting their crazy on. And makes you, hi, sorry, how you doing? Makes you aware of your surroundings. If you're smart, if you don't want to have somebody run up on you, and I have had somebody run up on me, and usually in my case, it's not to like, steal money or something like that. Like, I've had people try and jack me for my backpack when I was in New York or D.C. In Baltimore, it's always some dude wanting to holler. Always some dude wanting to be all, hey, shorty. You know, always some dude wanting to follow you home, find out where you live. You know, always want some bullshit like that. How you doing? I'm sorry. Oh, no, I don't. Sorry. It's always, you know, some dude wanting to roll up on you and do something to you, to your actual physical person, like some harm you in some way he thinks is he's entitled to, you know. And, you know, I've been tried, you know, so it's just, you know, I don't even want to talk for that long, mainly because I forgot to charge my phone before I left the house. And I'm only walking down the street right now to go to the store to get pull-ups for the little dude. And just because, you know, I also don't get a chance to leave the house without my kids very often. So, you know, Mar, their dad's home. He can chill with them for half an hour while I walk half a mile down the street and back, you know, to get pull-ups. But it's just because it happens to be dark, so I happen to be much more, you know, on the lookout. And it's crazy because I have sons, and I'm not thinking about this necessarily having to be a lesson for them for the same reasons. Like, I need them to know if they're traveling the streets at night by themselves to be always on the lookout, because somebody might want to jack them. Some cop might roll up on them. And a cop these days is just as deadly for my boy as a junkie, you know, more so. A junkie is just, you know, jacky for your shit. A cop will shoot you down because you're black. But I don't have to teach them to watch out for women who might try and rip their shirt off or grab up this, you know, their shorts or whatever. So at least they don't have themselves as that sort of predator on a regular basis. And that's just assuming that neither of my boys is gay or trans or anything like that, which they could be. And if that's the case, then unfortunately they gain a predator. They gain, you know, hetero cis men. As, you know, as a predator, as someone they have to fear. They go from being the hetero cis man to fearing the hetero cis man if either of my boys turns out to be trans or gay or anywhere on the spectrum that isn't just hetero cis, you know. So, yeah, unfortunately, as black folks, we already have a nation of natural predators against us. As a woman, I got a gender of natural predators against me. And I don't know. With my boys, I don't know what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for the society to change so that no matter who they are, they don't gain any more predators. How about that? Because I don't want to have to hope that they are anybody other than who they are, who they were meant to be, who they were born to be. I hope that there is some greater shift in the humanity of this world that allows them to be whoever they are, unapologetically and without feeling like prey. Much like I feel walking down this street. It's not as bad. It's a Sunday night, though, so I guess everybody, you know, got to at least sleep it off in time to hopefully get up and go to their Monday through Friday 9 to 5 if they got one. So, all right, and before I run my battery down, let me be out. I was just, you know, talking to myself.